welcome to Pony Finance 101. Today, we are talking about resources at your school. So a lot of us college students, we don't have a lot of cash just laying around, and it can be kind of hard to jumpstart your career or to get some extra funds that you need while you're in school. However, especially at SMU, we have a lot of resources to help with that. And if you're listening and you don't go to SMU, don't worry. A lot of other schools provide similar programs. But today I am talking with Adam Neal. He is from Engaged Learning on campus. They provide a lot of programs to help entrepreneurs, business leaders, and just anyone who is interested in that space. They offer fellowships. They offer funding for projects, for travel, and a lot of mentorship, which is really, really helpful. I also talked to a bunch of people at the SMU Career Centers. This includes the Cox Career Centers and the Heggy Career Center. And they provide a lot of resources for you. They provide micro internships, which can help you get a couple extra bucks in your pocket. They also provide tons of resources to help improve your resume, to maybe increase your chances of getting a job after you graduate or an internship this summer. One important thing is coming up is the Career Closet. They're going to talk a little bit about it, but just keep a lookout for that because that's happening in August. So as we go into the summer, I hope that you will listen to this and learn of all of these different resources that we have at SMU so that you can come back on campus and utilize them to the best of your ability.
My name is Dr. Adam Neal. I'm Program Manager for Research Programs in the Office of Engaged Learning, which is in the Provost's office.
Awesome. So, Engaged Learning, what is y'all's overall goal?
So, we have multiple goals. It's really about students learning outside of the classroom. And so, the main ways students do that are through research projects or entrepreneurship projects.
Gotcha. Yeah. So, y'all list out three specific things that you guys focus on. Research, entrepreneurship, and mentorship. So can you quickly explain kind of how you help students within these three sort of sections?
Sure. So with research, we have a few different opportunities. And I will also say that research, we consider creative projects within that as well. So we have our Engaged Learning Fellowship, which is for kind of capstone distinction projects. Students can apply for $2,500 of funding for that project. We also have research assistantships, so students can work with a professor on the professor's research project and really get deep into doing some cutting-edge research and potentially publishing with their professors. And then we have some funding for professional development, like if students want to go to a conference or something like that. For entrepreneurship, we have our Big Ideas program, and so we have pitch competitions where students can, if they come up with an idea, they can pitch for $1,000. If they have a more developed idea, we have a business plan competition where they can win up to $5,000. And along with that, we have coaching and mentoring for those students. So the mentoring component that you mentioned, it's actually part of all of our programs. We think that that's a really vital part of a student's experience. So every student in the Engaged Learning Fellowship Program, every research assistant has a faculty mentor that they are working very closely with. For the entrepreneurs, we do have faculty here who assist with that, but we have outside entrepreneurs who we bring in to mentor the students as well. We're also launching a peer mentoring program called Mustang Mentors. We just started that, and so that's a way that students can get involved not only with having a mentor, but they can also be a mentor and develop those skills.
Yeah, that's awesome. So is that something that y'all have started like already, or will it start in the new year?
We're going to really kick into high gear in the fall, but we have just begun recruiting people for that this semester.
Awesome. And then I know y'all have some fellowships available. Can you kind of explain those?
Mm-hmm. So the Engaged Learning Fellowship I mentioned, that goes through a process where you would write a proposal, includes your background research and your method for doing the research, a timeline, and a funding proposal. So it's really flexible. We have people who are doing films, and so they're proposing that they need to rent cameras and that kind of thing. But we also have people who are doing, economics and political science projects, and they did need to travel abroad. And so a lot of their funding is for travel. So it's kind of flexible for that. We also a few years ago introduced what we call the Engaged Learning Starter Award. And this is for first-year students. It's a smaller award, $500, for them to pursue some kind of project over the summer between their first and second years here. And most of the students that have gone through that program have ended up expanding their research or doing another project under the Engaged Learning Fellowship project. There are a lot of other fellowships on campus that are outside of our office as well. I wouldn't be able to remember to name them all, but the Dedman College Interdisciplinary Institute has the Hamilton Scholars and the Mayer Fellowship. The McGuire Ethics Center has the McGuire Public Service Fellowship, and there's we have on our website a list of probably about 15 different opportunities that you can pursue on campus.
Mm-hmm. So for your office's fellowships, are those normally like a semester long? Are they a year long?
Yeah, that's a good question. So the Starter Award is really kind of intended for that summer in between. Mm-hmm. Research assistantships we hire either for the academic year or for the summer. And then the Engaged Learning Fellowship, it's really flexible. Some people, it's just for that 1 year, and some people have applied in their second year, and they have really until they graduate to finish this project. So it depends on when the student is interested in applying for it, and really the scope of it. One thing I would say for students is don't underestimate how long it would take to do the project. You know, refine your ideas with your professors earlier on and apply as soon as you can.
Yeah. Is there any like deadline or?
The Engaged Learning Fellowship has four deadlines, so September 15th, December 15th, February 15th, and April 15th. So you definitely have multiple chances to get it in.
Mm-hmm.
When you apply, you have a template that you fill out, and our reviewers, we have at least two professors look at each proposal, and they rate each section of it. And basically, if you get an A or a B, or you're in, if you have a C, then I will write back to you with some things that you can fix. So we really try to help everyone who is applying to it refine their proposal so they can have a successful project.
Yeah, that sounds like an awesome program. And then you talked about it a little bit, but can you talk a little bit more about the Big Ideas program?
Yeah, so Big Ideas has a few parts to it. So we have the competitions and we have the e-launch. So the competitions, there are two every year. In the fall, we have the pitch contest. And this is, we really kind of say it's for any harebrained scheme. So we let about 30 students can pitch because they're going to just have 90 seconds to say what their business or their product is. And there's no Q&A. So it's just bam, bam, bam. And we award 10 or 12 students with that one every time. So it's really exciting and people have all sorts of different ideas. And then in the spring we have the business plan competition, and that's a little smaller. So we can allow about 12 students to pitch on that one, but we are expecting them to have a business plan and to show that they've been making a little bit of money and to really show here's why we need $5,000 to really get us to the next level. And we usually award, you know, four or five companies for that one. In between, we have a training program called eLaunch, and this goes through multiple topics to help students refine their idea and do their market research, make what's called a lean canvas, so they have a really quick kind of one-pager of here's how our business works, how we're going to find customers and make money and that kind of thing. And then we have entrepreneur mentors who come in and work with the students to hone their ideas and help them, you know, see like, well, you know, someone's already doing that, you know, maybe you could do it slightly differently and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. So it's like an even cooler Shark Tank.
Right. Yes. So the competitions are very much like Shark Tank, but uh-huh. I think really the benefit of the program is that e-launch component because
right.
we meet once a week and can really dive deep into what is working and maybe not working so well mm-hmm. in the student's idea, just to really hone it. And we've had plenty of students in the Big Ideas programs pitch at other competitions successfully and find more funding after mm-hmm. they've gone through our program.
Yeah, absolutely. Any other resources that you would direct students to in your office specifically?
So we have a new program called Pathways to Business and Industry, and this program is a collaborative effort across campus. Our office is involved mostly through the Big Ideas program and coordinating the effort together. This is to help students who are maybe not majoring in business per se to get a degree in business journalism or economics or anthropology. They have an eye on being in business and industry, but maybe they're not majoring in business per se. So we're helping them get those connections through their coursework, but also through internships and guest speakers, et cetera, et cetera. It's all very new, so there's not much more I can add right now, but it's something we're really excited about launching right now.
Yeah, sounds good. Well, thank you for joining me.
Sure, thank you very much.
Okay, can I have the three of y'all introduce yourselves and what you do at SMU?
My name is Cheryl Posner. I am the Director of Employer Relations and Operations in the Cox Career Management Center for the Cox School of Business, and I help bring employers to campus to recruit our business school students.
My name is Amanda Bobo, and I serve as the Associate Director of Employer Relations in the Heggie Family Career Development Center. And my role is external facing to the university and interfaces with employers to bring them to campus to recruit students across all majors.
Awesome. My name is Evan Saperstein. I am the Associate Director for Career Development in the Heggie Family Career Development Center. And my role entails everything student facing in our office as it relates to preparations for choosing a career, discussing career opportunities, using resumes, and so I supervise a team that meets with students one-on-one in that process.
So can y'all start by giving me kind of a brief overview of what the Career Closet was and what its goal was? It happened last August, right? Right. So yeah, a little explanation.
The Career Closet is a program that we started as an initiative based off of student feedback in how do we help students be prepared with the proper clothes and attire for career interview opportunities, as well as networking events and things that we host. And so we have heard from students saying that they want to come to the events that we host to connect with employers, build a network, and interview for jobs, but they don't feel adequately prepared in their clothing type to then have these opportunities and earn the positions that they want to get. And so we came together to share this idea since all of our offices have had similar feedback and find a way to provide this experience for students, both undergrad and master's students. And what we saw last year was that we had a lot of students that were new to the institution, so first-year students, and a lot of students that were both on first-year freshmen and first-year higher-level education students as either master's students, because they are in the process of like, hey, I just got here, I didn't know what to bring, and I may have not brought the proper attire. And so there was also a variety of the sophomores, juniors, and seniors that came, but we saw a very big impact throughout all of them and that they just greatly appreciated it. And I think it was a 90%+ rate of students that one said that they greatly appreciated the experience and would actually return again if offered.
Yeah, I remember I got some killer boots from there. They're my favorite boots still. But I know that it's happening again this year, this August. So can you kind of explain how the event's going to look this year?
Yeah, so our event this year is going to be set up very much the same. And so it'll be in the Hughes Trigg Ballroom on Wednesday, August 28th, from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. And essentially we'll run it very similarly as before. We're going to be collecting donations all summer long from students, staff, alumni, as well as employer partners to see what items they can also donate from either their locations or purchase for this. So it'll be a mix of used and new items here. All the items will be curated in the sense that we are going to sort through them to make sure that they are appropriate to a level that would help you achieve your career success or career goals of whatever you want to pursue, because there's different variety of clothes for different industries that might need something that is more suit related or something that is maybe more casual or polo shirt related. And so we're going to have the event downstairs in the Hughes Trigg Ballroom. Students will be able to line up before the event starts. We will open the doors and allow students to come in a timed fashion so that the room doesn't get too overburdened with students. We are looking to expand the number of changing rooms because we saw that students really wanted to try the fits on before they walked out, because there were some students that walked out with items that they were like, this may look good, but I want to make sure it looks good. And so just building that experience again for like what you had, like people to walk out excited and still loving the items that they get.
Yeah. So where can people bring the donations? Just to y'all's office?
Yeah, we'll be set up to receive donations at the Heggie Family Career Development Center all summer, late May through August 20th. We also have the option for people to mail their donations, and that information is all on the Career Closet website with where they can mail them to, the hours from when they can drop them off at the office. And then also we have an e-store site, so if someone wants to purchase something for us to use, they can do that through the e-store, and that is all set up on the SMU Career Closet website.
Awesome. And then for anyone that doesn't know, can y'all remind people where the Hege Career Center is?
Yeah, the Hege Family Career Development Center is in the huge Trigg Student Center on the first floor, suite 126. So if you walk in the main door, we are right there on the right.
Cool. Okay, let's talk about some of the other resources that you guys offer. So I think there's some things like events, like career fairs, workshops. Can you explain some of those a little bit?
Yeah, so we offer a variety of events and experiences which either include employers or are presented by our staff to just help you or any student prepare for whatever opportunities they want to pursue. Part of them could be workshops on resumes, and so that you can come in and get your resume curated or give feedback on it if there's a specific job or industry you're applying for. We also have workshops on exploring different career options with different majors, and then things that would also include, if you have a job offer, how do you negotiate that offer? How do you evaluate one offer compared to another when you need to compare benefits that are a little bit different per every company? And so we host those events and workshops every few weeks, and so we have some that it probably averages out to about one a week, but it depends on the time of year that we offer some of them based on the recruiting timelines that our students are going through. And so we heavily focus more on the application process in the fall and the interview process in the spring. And within that, though, you can also come and schedule an appointment with us. And so we do one-on-one appointments throughout the year, anytime you're available, as well as drop-in appointments if staff are available to meet with you. And so we have our whole slate of appointments posted on our website and how to link to those currently in Handshake. And so you can schedule any appointment there when you're available and a staff member is available. The bigger events that you mentioned also were like the career fair. We have some other signature events and programs that would include our internship program, where you actually apply and we match you with an internship site. And that's a really unique opportunity for students who are looking to get a paid experience. And we actually hire you as a SMU student and pay you through there and place you in a DFW area company. And so a lot of that is really unique. We also have a board fellows opportunity where you can be assigned to a local nonprofit's board governance. And so you can like bump elbows with people who run their VPs of their own companies. And so you get to just see how an organization is run and led. Outside of that, the career fair we bring, depending on the fall or spring semester, we have 90 or more employers that come to this, and they hire all a variety of majors since we are the all majors career center. We do partner with our other career centers on campus because there's a variety of us to work with similar companies and employers if they're seeking ones that are for specific positions with specific majors, but they have a different job that hires for all majors. We'll bring them to our fair, and so we'll share some of those contacts. And so they're never really hidden from you view from students when they are able to be available for everybody. And so those are just some experiences that, and we have other signature events that we are starting new, like our case competition and other things like that, that really are just all posted whenever they come available.
Gotcha. Are there any other resources that you think students don't know about that they really should?
Some resources that I may recommend through our office are utilizing some of the electronic resources that we share. And so students don't realize that we have a partnership with Parker Dewey, which is a micro internship experience that has a website with just two week to two month internships that are all paid. And so you apply by uploading your resume and then answering 5 questions for every experience. And so there are students that had maybe a part-time internship in the summer and then wanted to supplement the other time with something else and more experience. And they've just applied for a bunch through this website and were able to earn a bunch of different little micro internships. We've also just created a page with a program called Forage, and that is simulation-based training modules that companies actually work with Forage. So example is AT&T will be contacted by Forage and build a training module on their platform. Now, AT&T does a variety of things, not just phones, and so they might do a module on data analytics. They might do a module on supply chain marketing. They might do a module on advertising and social media. And so students who actually go through and complete these modules are 2 times more likely to be selected to interview for internship opportunities. And once they're selected and apply for that, they're then 4 times more likely to earn that job. And so those modules that we have for our online resources are just something that I don't think students really realize that we have. Another unique experience is one of our appointment types that we've created this year is a Meadows Career Success appointment. And what that does is we actually partnered with the Meadows School Alumni and Career Success Assistant Dean, and she has curated a list of 475 alumni who want to meet with our undergrad students. And so students who schedule this appointment with our staff will learn how to network and have those conversations, but will be matched with, they get to select top three alumni that they want to meet with, and will be matched with at least one of them based on scheduling and availability. And so it's really designed for those students that are in the arts college who don't necessarily have a direct career path where it's like, oh, I get an internship and then I get offered a job. And those people who are like in music or dance or even social media, they're like, well, it's all about networking and I might do part-time and it might not be paid. Well, this is how you can talk to somebody who's doing that job, and they can then walk you through and mentor you what it's like to get a job in that industry. And so it's really built out like that to give support for those students who don't necessarily have their own career center support.
Yeah, that sounds like an awesome resource. All right. Well, thank y'all for joining me.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
If you're still listening, thank you so much for listening, and I hope that you gained some insight from the guests that I had on before. Some other resources that I would like to point out, these are all located in the Hugh Strigg office. So Student Affairs is one that has a lot of really good resources. This includes The Shop, which is a food pantry for students. They also have a lot of other programs that you should check out. There's also SCI, the Social Change and Intercultural Engagement. They have a lot of resources and a lot of really good events that you can attend. There's other things such as the Women and LGBTQ Center. They also have some resources in their office. I've been able to just walk into their office and grab some things that I need, such as pads or tampons. And then there are some other things, not in the Hugh Strigg, but a lot of other leadership centers, such as the Mustang Scholars, Rotunda Scholars, who all provide really, really good resources. And thank you so much for listening. We are SMU Financial Literacy. We are always here to help. We provide a ton of resources as well. If you want to check that out, you can find us on Instagram at smufinancialliteracy.com, and we are always available for one-on-one appointments. Thank you for listening, and pony up.
This podcast is a resource for students in regard to personal financial management, including budgeting and saving techniques, incurring and managing debt, and in general dealing with their personal resources. The presenter of this podcast and those leading the interviews are not certified financial planners, licensed as financial advisors, or experts in the field of financial aid. However, guests interviewed may include professors, financial advisors, or others with expertise in the area which are covered by the podcast. Each individual that listens to this podcast should consider that the information presented is not financial or investment advice, is general in nature, and is not specific to the facts of any individual.